Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God
bless you. You gotta make sure the choice who you serve, are you for the high? You have no business living in a kind of way. You need to choose right now while you still have the light of day.
Amen. You cannot compromise your belief. This is Dr. Keith Lee DeRio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You will not be the same. Please get on the phone, call a friend, and listen in. You can't afford to miss this exciting new guest we've got today and this topic that's like none other. God bless you. Stay tuned.
Well, hello there. Hello, hello, hello. Lord, I couldn't wait to get on here and talk about this subject here. You know, this is one of these subjects that many people today go, man, what they talking about? Oh, no, you know, I got that covered, you know. But when we look up, next thing we know, we got them jokers and already got our Social Security number, got our baby Social Security number, got everything all jacked up at our bank account and so on. And as I am speaking, as I put down in that message, that we've got people right now seeking a way how to prey on you, get close to you, to take all of these different opportunities they possibly can get to make sure that they do this fraud or come close and scam you in some kind of way. Lord, help us all today. Want to say welcome to Dr. Keeping It Real. I figured today was a slow day for me. I know some of y'all that listen to me a lot on different other networks probably saying, yeah, really slow? You are doing stuff every time we look at, you know, stuff that is like popcorn. But got strategy. That's one thing I do know how to do. I know how to slice my time. So I just wanted to make sure that I bring this message to you for us to talk briefly today in regards to watching the crooks. You know, a whole lot of us are on the undercover, especially us, you know, fire baptized and people who just love all different types of shows are watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But, you know, we better be keeping up with these crooks, okay? Because we got crooks in the church, crooks at work, we got crooks even in our own house. I know I'm talking to somebody. And so we got to make sure that we are using some wisdom on self-protection. Now, I want to talk to you in regards to a cover story that I was reading. And, yes, I am a senior. And so I was reading in our what they call this AARP bulletin. I'm like, that's a good subject to talk about, you know, because we really need to be kind of looking at some of these nuggets that so many of these people who want to just be crooked, who want to try to get ahead, you know, on somebody else's sweat, you know. So let's look at some of these essential rules that they talked about in here. They gave 15, but I must have threw the other 5 away because I only got 10 here. So I'm going to share these 10 with you if I can get through them. So let's just jump right into it. You know, it's talking about protecting ourselves from these scammers, all right? It's talking about, you know, us falling prey to people trying to get our money, trying to get, you know, steal our identity and all these things. And just simply, you know, we need to do some self-protection. You know, I tell people all the time, when people come over my house, especially people that I don't know, all of my stuff is put up. I ain't never in my life, I went on people's house and they got stuff just laying around, IDs or credit cards, money, things just laying around. Well, yeah, it's your camp. It is your house. But my God, you don't know who bringing who over. You don't know what. But anyway, I just can't get with that. You know, I'm constantly watching the crooks. I don't know about you, but over my life, when I was a very young girl, I lost my wallet, and that was so devastating to me that my purse was stolen in Kmart back then. And I mean, I just been really, really, I guess, OCD with me watching my purse. Don't ask me to hold my purse. I got my purse. Don't ask me, do you want me to put it over there? I got this. You know, so I'm really, really protective over my things. So number one we need to look at is we need to opt for electric statements, okay? We need to manage our paperwork. So that means these can still bank account statements, bills, or other documents from your home mailbox. Yes, they can. And so we need to think about, as we are allowing people to take particular documents and things from our mailbox, we need to make sure that we look at this particular author said that they need to identify different ways that we can choose electronic statements that get delivered via email or directly into your online banking account. These are some issues, so we need to make sure we, oversee or watch that we are managing these things. You know, you may be able to avoid these paper statement fees or getting, you know, billing discounts of, you know, by going electronic. Now, I like electronic, but I'm putting my two cent and nickel in here. Sometimes that people got older, they can't read, they can't get on no computer, so you be very, very careful about, you know, opting out to doing stuff electronically. You know, they always ask me, we're doing our bill this way, you're going to save money. So now they actually want to bill you if you want them to send you a paper statement. You know, and in some respects it's good, but on other respects I just feel like now I got to remember to look on the computer. I got an issue going on with that right now with my water handler that handles my bottled water. And I'm like, what? I got a double bill? Well, you forgot to see it on the computer. I know I'm talking to somebody. So we got to know that we've gotten far with the bill. Send the bill, okay? Number two, we need to keep a shredder handy. I do my shredding real, real good. I chat up real, real good. We got a bad habit. People order magazines on us and everything else and creating all kind of accounts with our IDs and getting credit of things mailed in our name. Maybe they put it in their name, but they got all these codes and things from our magazines and stuff like that. So keep a shredder. Shred your name off the back of these magazines and things like that. Keep a shredder. Shred these bills up. Shred all bills and all financial documents to keep these thieves from fishing out your truck. You know, you know, we actually have people who go through trash today. They literally, I've caught people over here where I live going through my trash. I was just floored. Just going through my trash, I'm like, and then I heard one of the guys say, man, that she is. And I'm like, excuse me? Why are you in my trash that I just went out? Because they're looking to see if there's anything that I possibly had thrown away with Social Security or IDs or something. But, honey, they ain't going to find nothing. They probably going through their trash looking for shredded things because, I mean, I know how to chat up real, real good. And so, anyway, we need to make sure that we look at, you know, these things that are documents to keep these thieves from, these thieves and these crooks from, you know, from going through and, you know, and make sure that we cut out all these things that we know that they can easily get things from. You know, people just throw away bills or ID stuff with their IDs and things on it. Be careful with that. Number three, protecting your identity. Now, one of the things that they said in here that you can freeze your credit report, okay, and this keeps the creditors and other people from running credit cards or credit checks on you. You need to protect this issue by making sure that scammers who may try to use your information to set up this phony account, it's not free. They say it's now free, that is, for you to freeze your account, okay. They say it's now free, but you need to contact 3 credit reporting bureaus to make sure that this actually processes. So the first one they gave was Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Okay, that's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They say you will always, they say you can always unfreeze it temporarily to allow legitimate access to your credit, as when you apply for a loan as such, okay? But just make sure that if you freeze your account, really in a sense, it does make sense because now you're able to freeze it, so you wouldn't be getting all these hits on your account from maybe rejections, some credit cards, and all of that, because every time somebody checks your account, you don't get the card or whatever, it brings points down on your credit. I know that much, and I don't even deal with credit hardly ever much at all. And then number four, we need to stop entering into sweepstakes. Now, this is a big one. You know, people that are elderly, I know that's why they put this in the AARP magazine, because a lot of people just looking to see if the people going to knock on their door, sweepstakes, or whoever going to knock in on their door. But listen to me. We need to stop entering these sweepstakes. You may be enticed to want to go to a vacation or win a prize and all this stuff, but trust me, what daddy has for you is for you. But before you enter these personal details on that form, you need to ask, what are you going to do with it? They want to ask you all these questions, but you need to be finding out and calling because they got numbers on these tapes, and if they don't have numbers on stuff, I don't even order online for nothing if they ain't got no phone number. I can talk to a human being. Too often we want to order stuff, and many of these places are scams. They're not even much any companies. They don't even have an address. It's at their house. I never forget, I had called somebody, had ordered something, and it was their house. It was at home, and it is possible they can have a business at home. But what happened was they was doing this stuff in their house and kind of found out it was a scam. And I just told them another one bit the dust. It did not work. Because, I mean, I asked so many questions, they hung up on me. So, anyway, we had to look at this fine line of sweepstakes and allowing people to allow us to, put down information or try to receive things from people who we don't even know. We don't even know if they're a company. We need to check that out as well. Get landmarks and stuff like that. Number five, trying to move forward. Stop giving out your Social Security number, okay? So many businesses, and they do that a lot to the elderly. And y'all, please, who are taking care of your elderly parents and grandparents and so on, or people who are mentally ill or whatever, please don't get these out over the phone. They always ask me, "Will you get Social Security number?" I said, "Really? Do you really over the phone?" They just like, "They Lord, she crazy." I said, "You think I'm gonna give you my Social Security number over the phone? So no, you'll get it when I get there." Okay, I'm making an appointment. You'll get it when I get there. And really, I don't want to put it on no paper when I get there, because we got crooks at the hospital, crooks in the clinics. They sell your Social Security number and so on, your birthday and everything. So we need to stop giving out our Social Security number. Some businesses, such as banks and credit agencies and government agencies, they legitimately need this Social Security number for reporting purposes. But that's about it. Be careful who you give it to, and make sure you ask the question, because you're going to often hear this question: if my doctor doesn't need my Social Security number, why are they asking for it, right? Why? If he don't need it. So I've been to too many doctors that have asked me this question, and I went simply N-O. Okay, number six topic is protecting your money, okay? You need to use a credit card whenever possible, not a debit card. Getting slow here. So if you have a problem, you'll be covered if you use a credit card, but not as much as a debit card. Why? Because you got to be sure that you can pay the credit card. That is, you can be sure that you can pay the credit card balance in full every month. But when it comes to a debit card, that money is taken, okay? So you do not trade it deep into issues that's requiring a debit card for the issue that may cause you to have, like this increase of insecurity when people, once they get that debit card tracking opportunity, they're going to use as much as they possibly can before they get caught. So do not protect your money. Do not allow people to tell you to put in your code, or they bypass the code. You got to be very, very careful when we're using these today, even on debit in these different stores. And number seven, under protect your money, better yet, use mobile payments is what they're saying. Setting up payments from your phone to use at retailers that accept Apple Pay or Google Pay that can help protect you from fraud. You don't swipe cards that could be promised by skimmers, okay, or expose your card numbers and security codes at the point of that sale. So they're saying that these mobile payments are linked to something like a debit card or a credit card, so the money comes from the same account. You got to be very, very careful about protecting your money when you're dealing with these mobile payments. I don't believe in no mobile payments. I believe in direct payment. I'm old school. If it's a phone company near me, I'm going there if I need to. If I can't do it on the phone, I'm driving. Because we got too much fraud going on and too much crooked people who appear to have a good record, and they crooks. Because they figure, well, they won't be able to catch me on this, so I just steal a little out of the register. I steal a little bit. I'll sell your Social Security number. I'll take a little bit of your money. And I want to say this real quick before I go forward. I know you got to be also watch these crooks who are holding conversation with you a whole lot while you at the register, kiki, la, and laugh with you. And you maybe do back maybe a dollar and some change, and then they'll talk to you and maybe give you the change back and not the dollar. I know I'm talking to somebody. And I tell you, it happened to me a couple of times, and I just looked at the girl. I wanted to say, I slapped the hell out of you. You're going to get my dollar right now. So what I did is I said, what's in my hand? She says, change. I said, look at the register. you owe me a dollar. And she said, oh, God, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I said, I don't either, but I need my dollar. Thank you. She looked at me like, yeah, right. You don't get the dollar from Sandy. No, I'm watching you. And that's what you should be doing. You should be watching these crooks. I don't want to preach. Anyway, in case a crook is listening, I hope it's helping you to understand that we're watching you. Anyway, number eight, we need to make sure that we cut down on these scam calls. Now, this is one of the ones getting on my nerve. These crooks calling you, especially these poor seniors and anybody there to help them. I've heard so many people who've been so gullible to believe that this is the, you know, the police department. It is this and that, and they want to give, you know, and I've had it all. I've had them even call me back to tell me off because I tell them, no, don't want to do it this year. I wish I could and hang it up. I don't even wait to see if they hear me say bye, you know, because I already know a whole bunch of them are scams. And so anyway, but then the ones that are good, I'm able to know that because I'm going to be able to call them back. When I ask, can I call you back, you don't get that. No, you don't get no number to call me back. No, they hang up on you. So anyway, I mean, I've had it all, telling me to meet them at Walmart and all that stuff. I'd be laughing and tell them, yeah, let me meet you there. I'd rather give you the donation there. I'd rather meet you in person. That's my job. Can we meet in person? I really want to meet you for such a wonderful thing that you're doing. And I just be saying in my mind, you'll be waiting because I already know you ain't coming no way because you already know, you know, that this one here want to come. There's something wrong with that. And so anyway, on number eight, when it's cutting down on these calls, we need to make sure that you add your name to the National Do Not Call Registry. There's also a way you can punch star 9 on your phone, which is supposed to opt you out to not call you back. So it's simple if you know how to block it. But what if you're a senior? You can't have C. You know, you don't know what to do. All you know is you hear something on the phone. I don't know, baby. They was telling me that Johnny or somebody was supposed to need $100 because they were stranded. So I went on and sent the $100 on my credit card. See, we need to protect the elders. We need to make sure that if you're not being scammed, what about those who are answering their own phone, who cannot understand, who cannot hear, or just gullible or just lost and want to help? So we need to make sure that we add their names, too, to the National Do Not Call Registry, especially when you know that they may be Alzheimer's or they're going through different stuff. So while it may not block all calls, it can help reduce the number of the unwanted calls, okay? And so if they don't stop, you can call the FTC where people can actually get to the bottom of why they keep calling you from the phone number that you want to read. That is, you can call the FTC so you can get the number registered that you do not want these people to call. And it's called donotcall.gov, okay? You need to go there to donotcall.gov. Number nine, don't answer calls from numbers you don't recognize. Well, I'm a little bit different. I'm old school. That's why I never change my phone number. People know I don't change my phone number because I've got two hands. I know how to answer it with one. I know how to hang it up with one. I don't have a problem saying hello. If I don't hear you, I hang it up. Or if I hear you saying stuff I don't want to hear, I just hang up. Because after we've gotten our number registered in so many different places, who wants to keep remembering that you need to put your new phone number on stuff? You know, who wants to remember you got to change this and change that? It's enough that you have to change all this stuff when you move on records, you know, at the post office and everything else. Who wants to remember, oh, I got to get this for my new number, that my new number? People do that all the time with new sales and stuff. That's why I keep the same sale all the time. I don't care what's new coming out. I'm making a new phone, but I'm not changing my number. I need this number to stay the same because people across the country, different states and stuff, they know me by this phone number. I got to post in different places. So we need to look at don't answer the phone if you don't recognize it. Simple. Just don't answer it. But we want to answer it, and then once the people call us, we're trying to figure out what they're talking about. Now, the devil is right. The best way to do this is to adjust the Do Not Disturb setting on your own phone because I have it on mine, you know, from people on your contact list you have on your phone if you've done that, you know, because I haven't set one up, but I know how to just simply – my Do Not Call is just simply don't answer or just don't even have the ringer on. Most of the time, my phone may be off because I'm not trying to talk to a whole bunch of people no how. Okay, and so it may be off because I'm constantly doing things like this that I'm doing right now. I'm trying to kill every principal in hell I possibly can. I'm trying to make sure I get in somebody's ear to say, look, watch, listen, the devil is crazy, he's stupid, and we cannot allow him to put us in the same shape that he is, playing stupid, crazy, and a loser. The devil is crazy and a loser. So anyway, so just don't answer it. So the best way to do that is every time someone, you know, call you or you know you don't want to talk to them, just let it go to the voicemail. Then if you don't want to be like me, just hang up in their face. Because I just hang up in their face. Don't care what they think. I love God. Yes, I do. But I do not hang up on the devil. I do know how to not be wasting no time with no foolishness on the phone. You know, because they'll tell you now, even bill collectors, oh, they'll tell you, oh, you love God. I heard your recording, but you won't pay your bills. I've heard that one before. I just bust out laughing. Say, keep it up. Your time will come when you won't be able to pay your bill. And then what? You'll remember that message you left me. Anyway, so everyone is able to, you know, let it go to the voicemail. It's very important that we exercise these opportunities that these phones have given us, from our cell phone to our landline. And so I have a recording on my landline. I got one on my cell, you know, and whatever one bounces there, they'll get it because you're not Jesus. And we're not the Lord. They can leave a message. And I always say if it's very urgent, then they will leave a message. And if you're checking messages, you're going to know to hurry up and get back to the message or find out what's going down, right? You know, but don't be trying to always answer every call and trying to see what you can do when many times these calls, you know, they got them numbers looking like people number that you know. You know, they ringing in and look like you know them and stuff like that. But you don't even know these people. I'd be like, man, I thought that was so-and-so. And here they go. Hi. This call is for so-and-so. We are about to collect a debt. And I'm like, Lord, and it looked just like somebody else's phone number. Or, do you know that you qualify for it? No, I don't care. Leave me alone. Just hang up in their face. So anyway, number 10, finally we get here. Be prepared to hang up, okay? Pretty much what I was just saying. If you do answer and hear this kind of robocall, now I heard that they got systems now where they are trying to get you authenticize or authenticate your voice so that they can know if they want to use you for anything, they know how to use your voice to make sure that the whatever system it is to recognize you. Well, because a whole lot of these systems, I'm going to come back and talk about that a little bit later on, of what the systems are doing now. They're trying to get to recognize your voice, recognize your face, and all this craziness. Do not get into that kind of system because it ain't nothing but another Antichrist move and want to make sure they continue to do this crook, fraud, mess in our lives. Do not go there. We got to roll with the times, but you got to make sure you watch these crooks and these Antichrist movements, okay? It's self-protection. It's up to you. So if you do answer and hear this time, don't say anything. Just hang up. Because you get a lot of them. You know, I've been getting a lot of them right now. I go, hello. And it's like this whole, like I say, moving buttons and stuff, trying to figure out my voice. When I say hello, and you say hello, one time, hang up. Don't give them a chance to authenticate or try to get your voice sound. Do not respond to any questions, especially those answered with a yes. If they want you to say yes as response, it could be a recorded a situation where they'll use it by somebody else to authorize a fraudulent charge and stuff like that over the phone because they know your voice. They or maybe they've authenticated your voice because you option to get into that kind of voice authentication or face authentication where they can see your face and know it's you or hear your voice and know it's you. So they don't have to do nothing but use your picture, I guess, to try to play some kind of game with your face and then your voice because your voice is going to match based on what they authenticated over the voice system. So these fraudulent charges could be going forth, and don't hit any buttons on that phone when prompted to stop getting the calls. Make sure you don't hit any buttons that are prompting you to hit this if you want this, hit that. Don't hit nothing. What I hit at star 9, what I understand, is that it's to get them to block it, to stop calling, because that's what I do. And I notice that certain systems, when I do that, when these crooks call and these frauds call, it disconnects. And some of them will say, you know, we appreciate that we have put you on the do not call list, okay? And so when you don't know what button to hit, don't hit it. Or just do star 9 to make sure that hopefully they'll come back and say, we're going to take you off the call. See, because this could lead to some more calls, actually, if you don't be careful. So remember, scammers, they often use this kind of trick to identify certain targets. They know if you're going to feel like, oh, I just want to make sure I get this or help this or whatever, you know, you want to help the police department, you want to help the little Boy Scouts and so on. And they know that you are an elderly person. Those are the ones they're going to prey on quickly. Quicker. So if you do get scammed, if you fall into this type of a prey, you need to make sure that you look at all the different information, all the credit cards, all the check your open credit card list, check the cards that you were recently applied for, because many of them are going to use your name to try to set up fake PayPal accounts, or they're going to use other financial resources to try to see even if they can notify the bank to see if they can get a credit card sent to them, to their address. They're doing it all the time in all kind of companies, all kind of magazines, with the ordering things on your name and on your credit. So you also want to consider contacting the Social Security Administration about any potential, identity threat. If you feel like that somebody is sending stuff in your name, or that you're getting stuff on your credit that you know you didn't buy, you know, or a house that people are buying houses in people's name, it's just crazy. Lord help us all. And so you might want to call one of the credit reporting agencies, like I said, the Equifax, the TransUnion, or the Experian, to place a fraud alert on your file. Well, I guess I did okay. Well, I got 2 minutes left. I pray that this has helped you, and I also pray that you realize that these little few tips that I gave you is something you can think about today to prevent. It's self-protection, okay, because people are stealing. People are going through some hard times today, and they're stealing. We know that there's no excuse for it, but people are doing because they're desperate. People are hungry, and people will kill to feed their children. People will kill to have somewhere to sleep or take a bath just for one night, and then steal and rob and kill everybody that's in that house if they have to. So make sure that you don't put yourself in harm's way. Make sure you take heed to some of these self-protection tips that I've given you, and please share this message. God bless you so much, and I pray I'll talk to you next time. God bless you.
Are you for the high? You have no business living in a kind of way. You need to choose right now while you still have the light of day. Oh, make up your mind.
This is all around me. You can't compromise. Just a bit of you. You can't compromise. Don't believe.
Amen. You cannot compromise your belief. This is Dr. Keith. It is real. Welcome, welcome, welcome.